We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that is where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code MANIFEST to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. Welcome back to another episode of Manifest with Tori DeSimone. I'm your host, Tori DeSimone, and I want to be the first to wish you a very happy Monday and an incredible week ahead of you. I hope you guys are all having a great morning so far, a great afternoon, great night, whenever you are listening to this. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Every single week when you guys listen, it truly means the world to me, and the fact that you even care what I have to say means a lot. So thank you so much for tuning in today, and I hope you tune in next week as well. So I need to talk to you about my coffee because you guys know that I was kind of defined for a couple months by my ice machine and my lattes. I have bad news to tell you. The ice machine is still broken and I don't have my latte machine down here at the beach. I have good news though. The ice machine at the beach, not broken. However, that means I've been doing iced coffees. I haven't been doing cold brews, but I've been doing iced coffees, and here's how I do it. People are probably like, skip. But anyway, I want to tell you guys about what I've been using because it's really, really good. It's like my favorite coffee ever. And I'm really proud of myself that I drink this coffee because a year ago, I would never drink a coffee that has this much sweetener in it. But now that I like love my body, love who I am, and have a really great relationship with how I eat, I don't care. And I love this coffee and I enjoy it. So here's what I've been doing. So I fill a glass completely with ice, like a big glass completely with ice. And then I put it under the Keurig and I put like a pod in it and I brew it. Now my Keurig has an iced option, but honestly, you could just do like regular coffee. You don't need the iced option because it still comes out hot. I just think it's stronger when it comes out when you say ice because it's going to be diluted. But anyway, you don't need that. So you just put it in your Keurig and you do you just hit like coffee and you pick whatever size you want. If you're going to do iced coffee and it doesn't have the iced feature, do like the smaller coffee. And if you have the strong button, press strong. So like strong with like a smaller cup because all the ice is going to melt. Well, not all of it, but like 70% of the ice will melt and that like will dilute your coffee. So make sure it's strong. And then while the coffee is being poured in, I put in like, I don't know, like a splash of this vanilla sweetener. I wonder if I can actually find out what it is because it's really good. It's no sugar, no cal. And not that that matters, but it's really good. Like, I normally don't like sugar-free sweeteners because I don't think that they taste very good. I think they taste like really artificial. But this one tastes really good. Let me find it. It is the Jordan's Skinny Syrups Vanilla Sugar-Free Flavoring Syrup. You can get it on Amazon, and they have a ton of other flavors. I had the hazelnut before I got the vanilla, and both are really good. The vanilla is really sweet. The hazelnut's a little more like laid back, which I like. I like them both, but they have everything. They have like salted caramel, mocha, not sponsored, but they just have a ton. They have cinnamon dolce, and they're all zero calorie, zero sugar. Again, not that it really matters, but I just typically don't like artificial sweeteners because of like, they have like this fake taste to it. I say this as I love Diet Coke, but anyway, yeah, this is just, it's really good. So I put a little bit of that, like I'm talking like a splash, because if you put more than a splash, for me, it's like way too sweet. And then the only other thing that I've been putting in my coffee is the Chobani sweet cream creamer. And it's just like cream with a little bit of cane sugar in it. And it's so good. Again, you just need a splash and it turns your coffee like milk white. So you really just need a splash of it. You don't need a lot. I mean, if you like really sweet coffee, you could do kind of a lot. Like you do a lot of the syrup and a lot of the sweet cream. But it's really, really good. We just ordered a frother. So I'm going to try and make like cold foam, like sweet cream cold foam, and put it on top of the coffee. And I think that would be really good too. But it's really good. And I want to tell you guys that because I don't have my latte machine. So I've been doing this. And thank you guys for sending me all the coffee memes. You know, I never thought that I'd be like defined as a coffee girl, but you guys are defining me as a coffee girl, which is crazy because I only have one cup a day. Like I just have this and then I'm done. And I know people are like, oh, I need to have coffee like multiple times a day. And I respect that, but that's just not me. Like if I have two coffees, I'm honestly kind of insane. Like insane, not that I'm like jittering off the walls, but like I feel like ill. Like I feel sick. I feel nauseous. I just feel really sickly. So I just have one cup a day. It's a pretty big cup, but only one. The last time, okay, so there was this one time last summer when I had three cups of coffee in a day, and that was the worst thing ever because I had one in the morning, and then my friend brought over like a latte from a store. So then I had another one, and then like an hour later, I was like, I'm going to have another coffee. So I had another coffee for literally God knows whatever reason, and then later in the day, I like got really like anxious / excited about something. So all that caffeine plus being like anxious, excited, and jittery was the, oh my God, I thought I was going to die. I was like, this is the worst combination of my life. So since then I've been like a one coffee a day kind of bitch. And I like being one coffee a day. It's like my treasured coffee. But if I need like pick me up throughout the day, verb energy, hello. But also I kind of just like take like a little 20-minute nap here at the beach because it's the beach. You can do anything at the beach. I almost just had a mini heart attack because I went back to listen to some footage of this pod that I just recorded for the past however many minutes I've been talking since I started, and I could not hear myself. And I was like, are you kidding me? But it was just because I had my plug plugged in wrong. Anyway, another thing that I want to talk to you guys quickly about is what I posted on my Instagram on yesterday, because I'm filming this on Thursday. So yesterday on Wednesday for you guys. Okay, so it's a laptop lap tent. So think of like a tent that you go camping in, but now shrink it down to like something that you could hold in your one hand that fits a laptop in it. And now you put that on your lap. And that's what it is. It's a laptop tent. And the reason why I have that is because I like to do work outside, but you can't see your computer screen when you're outside, which how hasn't that been fixed yet? Like it's 2021. Is no one fixing that? We're all just accepting that? I don't like that. Can someone fix it? Thank you. Kindle got it. Why can't anyone else? Apple, I'm looking at you. Anyway, yeah, I can't see the screen. So my mom a couple weeks ago was like, oh my God, Tor, I have a surprise for you. And I was like, okay. She always like gets me cute little gifts. Like down here at the beach, there's a weekend. It's called Girls Weekend. And they open up all the little shops and like the clothing boutiques. It's super cute. It's super fun. And the ladies just shop all weekend. And my mom was here with like her two best girlfriends and they were like shopping, having a good time. And I was like, Mom, what'd you get? And she goes, oh my God, I didn't buy anything for myself. I just bought for you. It's so fun to shop for you. And I was like, oh my God, I'll take it. So my mom got me like these really cute shirts. But anyway, so nice of her. But anyway, she was like, oh, I have a surprise for you. And I was like, oh my God, okay. And I opened it and I was like, what is it? And she's like, it's a laptop tent. And I was like, a what? And she's like, a laptop tent. It's for your laptop. And you put it on your lap. And it was so cute. It's so cute. Like I did it yesterday up on our top deck, which we called the grill, because we all just like cook up there, you know, like we lay out and we tan up there and we cook. So we call it the grill and we were all just like up on the grill and I was just doing some laptop work in my little laptop tent and I put on Instagram and everyone like was like, why didn't I think of this? This is genius. Where's the link? I need it. And I don't know what the actual link is, but my mom got it on Amazon and it's called Lap Dome. Kind of funny. Dome. Anyway. Yeah, that's what it's called. Lap Dome. And it's a laptop tent. Now it's good. The only problem with it is like it's flat where it hits your, like if you put it on a surface, it'll be fine. But I was holding it on my actual lap and the sides kind of like sink down while the middle's like level. So you kind of like have to move it up to see the top of your laptop screen, but the world goes on and it wasn't a big deal. And I got to work outside. I actually got a nasty sunburn while I was doing that. I was outside for like an hour, 45 minutes to an hour, and the sun was on the left side of me because it was still like kind of early. It was like 11 in the morning, so still pretty early. But I got like this really nasty sunburn on my left side. For the new year, I really want to make sure that sauning is a big part of my wellness routine, and that's where I'm thrilled to bring in Boncharge. Boncharge is a holistic wellness brand with a huge range of evidence-based products to optimize your life in every way. Founded on science and inspired by nature, all Boncharge products adapt ancestral ways of living in our modern-day world. Their extensive range of premium wellness products help you sleep better, perform better, and have more energy, recover faster, balance hormones, reduce inflammation. The list really is endless. So from blue light glasses, store light therapy, to EMF management and circadian-friendly lighting, Boncharge products help you naturally address the issues of our modern day way of life effortlessly with maximum impact. One of my favorite products from Boncharge is their infrared sauna blanket. I loved sauning and I have for a really long time, but the problem is I always have to go to the gym and a lot of times I want a sauna at night when I'm cozy at home. I just don't want to leave. That's why using the infrared sauna blanket at home has been so amazing. This is a really great way to ease stress and unwind at the end of the day. It's also really good to detoxify and it promotes lower inflammation in the body, which is really, really huge. What's also really cool is that because this is a blanket, your head is out of it. So it's honestly, I find it's easier to stay in this longer. And because my head is out of it, I'm able to like read a little bit longer and my body still gets all the good benefits that I get while being in the sauna blanket. It's really easy to set up and it's also really easy to clean. It takes less than a minute to set up. It heats up really quickly and I can enjoy like a 30, 40 minute session in the sauna blanket while I'm relaxing, reading, watching TV, meditating. While if I'm in the sauna, I can really only stay in it for like 15 minutes because it gets so hot and uncomfortable, but because my head's out, I'm able to stay in it longer, but I still get all the benefits of it. I just feel so much more relaxed after my sessions. I just feel really, really good. And I just love ending my night with a sauna. Boncharge ships worldwide in rapid time. They have free shipping on every sauna blanket. They also have easy returns and exchanges, and they have a 12-month warranty. If you're interested, go to boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15%. That's boncharge.com/manifest and use coupon code manifest to save 15% off on your purchase. That's boncharge.com/manifest. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. So ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree that Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things that I love about Indeed is that I've been able to use it for all of my businesses across the last few years, and it's been really amazing. What I love the most is that I'm able to put down like exactly what it is that I want on Indeed, and the candidates that match that get sent right to me. And then the hard part actually becomes narrowing down which ones are the best for me, because they all are exactly what I'm looking for. And then it really just comes down to like, which do I vibe with the best? And that's honestly pretty hard to choose from. But Indeed makes it really easy for me to find really good quality candidates that find exactly what I'm looking for instantly. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more that you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of the show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/manifest. Just go to Indeed.com/manifest right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/manifest. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. And I've been trying to be way better about sunscreen. I haven't like myself done the research of like why the sun's bad for you. Obviously, I know that like you get sunburn, you can get skin cancer, it ages you prematurely. Like I know all that. I'm not fearful of the premature aging. Not sure why. I think it's just because I'm 23 and stupid, you know? But I'm like, oh, whatever. I won't age prematurely. But anyway, I've been way better about sunscreen. Except yesterday I was like, I'm only going to be outside for a little, but I can get some color. And I got burned to a crisp. Actually, it wasn't that bad. It's like one of those sunburns that like really red, looks really painful, but isn't and goes away in like a day. Like I woke up this morning and it's pretty much gone. Is that funny how sometimes you have those sunburns where you're like, oh, I'm going to feel this. And like it hurts and like you're tender and stiff. Oh my God, it hurts so bad. And then there's other sunburns where you're like, yeah, this looks bad, but I know it won't be. That's like the latter of what yesterday's burn was. One time, it's up on my YouTube channel if anyone wants to go watch, but there was a time, I think I was a junior in high school. I came down to the beach with my friends for a day. I think we all like ditched school and just went to the beach. And we all laid out and it was like the first one of the season. So I'm like an idiot and I'm putting oil all over me. And I'm like, this was high school, so I wasn't self-tanning. I was foreign to being tan. Like, I was so pale. Like, I was translucently pale. Let's put it that way. I was translucent. And I get to the beach, and I'm putting oil all over me. And it's in, like, May, so I'm assuming that, like, the sun isn't going to be super strong. I don't know why I thought that, but, like, the UV index that day was, like, probably 9 if I had to guess. So I'm literally rubbing oil, like, all over me, laying down on the beach, and I'm just cooking. I'm cooking on this beach. And I go in the water, and for me, I always know it's bad if I can see my sunburn outside, because I typically see my sunburn once I get back inside and I'm like, ooh, I got a little bit of color. No, I know it's going to be a bad burn if I see it outside while I'm tanning. Like if I get pink, oh, it's game over. So I like got up and I went in the water and I looked down at my thighs and I'm like, ooh, my thighs are looking a little pink. This is not gonna be good. And I just went back out and I kept laying and we laid all freaking day. And then when we got back in the car, oh my God, I've never had a burn that bad. And it was so stupid of me because I was going to California, I think the next day. Okay, so maybe we didn't blow off school and maybe this wasn't in May now that I'm thinking about it. Maybe it was in like June or July. I don't really know. But it was early in the season. So maybe like June, maybe we just got out of school or maybe it was a weekend. I don't know. But I would skip school all the time for like California and stuff. So maybe I did. I don't know what I did. Anyway, I was going to California the next day because I had a shoot with 17 Magazine. No, not the next day. It was a couple days afterwards. And I'll tell you why. So anyway, I leave the beach and I'm burnt to a crisp. Like I'm so burnt. It's awful. And I go home and I'm like, hey, mom. And she goes, and I'm like, what? And she's like, Tor. And I'm like, yeah. Like it's bad. So I was like embarrassed of how bad it was. So I went up to my room, into my little studio at the time where I like recorded all my videos. And I sat down in front of the camera and I'm like, hi, this is how you cover up a sunburn. And it's up on my channel and I did it. And I just like color corrected the shit out of my face and then put foundation over top of it. But I look green because I color corrected so much that like I look green in the video. Oh my God, it's so bad. So I put makeup right over top of it. Then I'm rubbing off my makeup with my makeup wipe. Oh, it was so bad. And then I like, you know, like when you get so burnt that you can't sleep that night. So I like couldn't put the covers on me and I couldn't put clothes on me. So I'm just like lying there like in so much pain. Oh, and then like 2 days later, I had to sit on a plane and go out to California because I had this big shoot for 17 Magazine. And my mom was so, she was like, why would you do this? You have a shoot with 17 Magazine. And I was like, I know. Oh my God, I was so upset with myself. But at the same time, I was like 17 and stupid. So I was like, what's the point? So anyway, I get to the shoot a couple days later and my face was like returning to normal. It just looked like I was a little rosy on the cheeks. It was like cute at that point. But my body was peeling. Like I was a snake, dude. I was peeling everywhere. So I sit down in the makeup artist chair and I was like, I have something to show you. And I like show her my chest. I'm like, can you do something about this? And she was like, oh my God. And I was like, I know. And she's like, you need to wear sunscreen. And then she gave me like this whole lecture about sunscreen. And I was like, I know, but I was just stupid. But yeah, that's the worst sunburn I've ever had. And that was awful. It was so awful. Ugh. I hate sunburns. Like they just hurt so much. So anyway, that's my worst sunburn ever. I don't know why I got on that huge tangent. I was telling you guys about a laptop tent, but anyway. And I can't find that 17 video shoot anywhere. I've done 3 shoots with 17. One was the one where I was super sunburned and I don't remember what it was for, but I remember like that the day, but I don't remember what the shoot was for, but I remember like what my hair looked like and like what I was wearing. Like it was really cute. And then I had another shoot that was in 2 days, like shoot 2 and shoot 3. Shoot 2, I was shooting for like beauty secrets of like 17, and one of them was like an eyeliner, and they did all the makeup for me and then I had to like pretend that I was doing it. So they would like, I'd be sitting in front of the camera like in their little set and I'd be like, hi, I'm Tori Sterling from Makeup 101 and today I'm gonna show you how to do fun winged eyeliner. And like we would like, you know, they would tell me to like wipe away makeup, but I had makeup on and it was supposed to already look like wiped away. So I didn't actually like touch the cotton pad in my face. I just had to move it. So that's a secret. I'm sure everyone knows that though. And then for the eyeliner, I had to like pretend. I had to like kind of start doing it a little bit. And then when I got to the eyeliner part, they had a makeup artist like come in and like be my hand and like do it for me. And then they did it off camera. And then I came back and I was like, see, look how easy. And then I had another episode of a manicure where I did gold nail polish on top and then red bottom like nails underneath. and I could not get the script down for the life of me. And the director was getting so annoyed with me, and I was getting so annoyed with myself because I couldn't get the line right. I knew what the line was, but I couldn't say it right. Like, the line was red bottom. I still can't even do it. Red bottom nails, that is. And like, the way I kept saying "that is" was not right. And I still don't say it right. Like, I don't know. Like, I just can't do it. Like, she just wanted me to be like, red bottom nails, that is. That is, I don't know. I can't say it. They cut "that is" and just said red bottom nails. And I was like, I just felt so disappointed in myself. And like, the director would say it perfectly, and then I would try and try. And like, I don't know. My mouth just doesn't enunciate it like that. They wanted me to be like, red bottom nails. That is. I don't know. Oh my God. It was so embarrassing. Cause I felt like such a loser cause I couldn't do it. And like, I knew exactly, like, in my mind I could say it, but I couldn't like say it out loud. So they had to cut like "that is" and to suit red bottom nails. But anyway, none of those shoots exist anywhere on YouTube. I can't find them for the life of me. I've looked so many times, but I can't find them, but I'd really like to see them because I think they're so cute. Like, it's little me on 17, and I was like so proud to be in 17 and like part of the brand and everything. And at the time they had like this influencer channel thing, and I was supposed to be on it a lot, but I guess I blew it with "that is." So sad. So sad. Anyway, that's my unfortunate 17 story with sunburn.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations, both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
So as you can tell, this episode's kind of been all over the place. And that's why this episode is titled "Welcome to the Inner Workings of My Mind," because that's literally where my head is today. The way that I just filmed this podcast was I was making my coffee and I was like, I need to go tell them about this coffee. So I literally ran upstairs. I didn't have a concept for the idea for this podcast, and I just started talking about my coffee. And I was like, okay, I'll tell them about my coffee and I'll tell them about my laptop dome. So that was like all that I had. And then I went on to this tangent, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So then I did my whole intro. Then I stopped to do my ads and record my ads and send those. And then I was like, all right, I'll think of my topic after I'm done my ads. And I have like multiple topics today that I want to talk about, but all of them are like literally 5 minutes long. And that's like it. That's all that I really have going for me. So I went downstairs to go talk to my mom, and I was like, Mom, like, I can't think of anything to talk about today. Like, what would you want to hear? She was like, well, what do you have to talk about? And I was like, well, I want to talk about a little bit of like Beachbody bikinis, and I want to talk a little bit about like gusto and like following like this passion that you might have like right away, even if it's not perfect. And I also want to talk about like being active and like a body in motion stays in motion, because I've been doing that a lot this week. But I just, like, they're all 5 minutes, you know, and I like don't really have anything to talk about. And she was like, well, why don't you talk about all of it? And I was like, well, I don't know. And she goes, listen, this is a really busy week for you because I'm literally opening my business next week down here in Seattle. And last year we opened like during the pandemic. So it was very much so like a trial run. It was very much so a practice run. It was like the black market of spin, because if you knew about it, you came, but we weren't like allowed to market that we were like open and stuff like that. So if you knew about it, you went. And if you didn't know about it, you didn't go. So it was very much so like a smaller group of people and like a practice run. And it was, you know, really fun and like wholesome and just like cute of us, whatever. So this year I'm going really big. Like I have much larger staff and, you know, we're like doing everything and I'm going big. So with that, my mind is literally like in a million different places, but it's feeling really motivated, really inspired, but it's also working a mile a minute. So because of this, I have so many ideas running through my head, but they're all like 5 minutes worth of conversation. So I can't like make a 5 minute episode of being like, here's what I think about a body motion stays in motion, blah, blah, blah. So I told my mom this and she's like, well, just tell them all. And then next week you'll be back to normal because you'll be open and your mind will be a little more settled. And she's so right. So I'm kind of going to talk about everything, a little bit of everything today, because they're smaller topics of conversation, but they're important to me and they're things that I want to talk about, but they don't have enough to fill up a whole episode. So I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about my week and the themes that I've been seeing throughout this week. So the biggest theme that I've been having this week is gusto. And it's mine and Katie Brennan's favorite word, gusto. Gusto is like a surge of inspiration that it's like so overwhelming that you just have to act on it. And I've just had so much immense gusto this past week. So it really started on Tuesday. And let me tell you the story behind it. So last year during the pandemic, we started Stride at Home. Stride at Home is an online platform where Stride puts on classes. Now, the way that I was doing Stride at Home, I wanted it to be amazing. I wanted it to be the absolute best. And, you know, the problem was I had no passion behind Stride at Home. And I wasn't in love with it. I wasn't involved as much as I should have been. Not saying that, like, I don't know. I just didn't love Stride at Home. And so because of that, once we started our in-studio operations again, I was like, you know what? Let's pause Stride at Home and let's revisit it later. And I didn't know when later was, but as of Tuesday, later has arrived and I'm ready to do Stride at Home again. I'm incredibly motivated. I'm incredibly inspired and I've just been working on it since I've been here. Or I guess since Tuesday, it's Thursday that I'm filming this. So for the past 2 days, it's all I've been thinking about. And I'm very excited for it, for this like new journey, for this new path. And the thing that is so different now is that I've figured out a way to make it very sustainable, very realistic, and I think even better than it was before. I know it's even better than it was before. So the theme of that is when you have gusto, you got to run with it. And that was the big thing that I was always missing with Stride at Home version one, is that there was never a gusto behind it. I never felt motivated to do it. I never felt inclined to do it. It was just something that I felt like I had to do because it was the climate of the pandemic. It was the climate of everyone is working out at home. Online workouts are the shit. You need to get on train or get left behind. And sometimes being forced to do something for me never works. I always have said this my whole life that I don't do things I don't want to do. And that is so true. If I don't want to do something straight up, I don't do it. And that's applied to every avenue of my life. If I don't want to go out, I don't go out. If I don't want to do something for a job, I don't do it for a job. Like I only direct my energy in avenues that I can completely put myself in 110%. And up until this point, Stride at Home was something that I felt like I had to do. And I never put all my passion in it because I didn't have the passion for it. On Tuesday, I found it. And it's not something that was triggered. It's not something that was sparked. I literally was in the middle of doing a spin class for myself. And I was like, I have to do this. Not only I have to, I want to do this. It was this passion, this surge, this gusto that I have been waiting for and hoping that it would one day come, and it came. a year and a half later. And that's okay. Just because it took a long time didn't mean that it wasn't going to come. It's the timing of the universe. And I guess everything had to line up for a reason. But all I'm saying is that now the motivation, it's more the motivation because motivation fades. It's the desire, it's the passion to do it that I've been looking for. And the passion has arrived, it's here, and I figured it out. It's a beautiful business model, it's a beautiful business plan, and I could not be more excited. So this is going alongside with Stride Sea Isle, and it's something that I needed to, I think, be here in at the beach to figure it out. I feel so much clarity at the beach. I feel so free. I feel so stress-free. I feel so myself when I'm here that I was able to think really clearly. I was able to put distance between myself and my stress, and I was able to really honestly see my life and my business's path from a new perspective. And that new perspective has been a world of difference. It's been an awakening of what I need to do to make this business the best it can be. And I found that. And because of that, I've run with it. Now, the Skinny Confidential has this saying that I really like, and they say, launch now, adjust later. And that's, you know, I used to never think like that because I wanted everything to be perfect. Like when I opened Stride Phoenixville, yes, we could have been doing like, we could have opened a little earlier if we didn't want things to be as perfect as they were, but my co-owner and I wanted things to be perfect, so we waited. With Stride Sea Isle, I could have opened even a little bit earlier, but I wanted things to be perfect, so I waited until they were perfect and then we opened. With Stride at Home, I wanted things to be perfect. And I launched and I didn't like it because I kept waiting and waiting and waiting. And the perfect time, I don't think is ever going to be there, but there will be gusto, there will be motivation behind it. Now, this isn't like a cop out and be like, oh, I do want to go get a job, but I don't have the passion to go get it. That's not what I'm saying here. I'm saying that like, I knew that this was something that would be good for my business, but I just didn't have it in me to do it. But there's been an awakening and now I have this motivation to do it and I'm going to run after it. I'm going to launch now, see what the people like and adjust to what they like. And that was always my problem was I was always like, well, I have these ideas and I'm going to run with my ideas. But if your ideas and if you're selling your ideas as a product or as a service to your consumer tells you how they like your ideas. Your consumer tells you how you like your services. They tell you by what times they come to class. They tell you by what products they buy. They tell you by what shirts they wear, you know, stuff like that. That's what you have to listen to. So I had all these ideas of like, well, I think we should do this, this, and this. And if it wasn't reacted well, I would just be like, well, no, like I think this is what people want. They just need more time. But it's about listening to your clients, listening to your customers, listening to your consumers, and adjusting based off that. Now, with this new model that I think for Stride at Home that I'm so excited to launch, it can be up, you know, really, really soon. I'm hoping to have it up by June. We have a bunch of classes up on there, June 1st. So I'm just, oh my God, I'm so excited. I'm so thrilled. And it's just gusto. And I found the gusto. And because of that, my mind is in a million different places. Like as soon as I'm done recording this, I'm going to go record an episode or a video for Stride at Home. I'm going to start setting things up for it. Like I'm just, oh my God, I'm so excited. And I'm just so happy that I like found this gusto for it. And this can be applied to anything, but that's like one of the places that my mind has been. It's been in a million different places. Another thing that I wanted to talk about that kind of goes along with gusto is that a body in motion stays in motion. And since I've been at the beach, I've been making it a point to do one thing active every single day. So whether it's going for a walk or doing a spin class, I've been wanting to do one thing active every single day. And sometimes that's really hard because there's moments where I just feel really tired and lethargic and I don't feel like going for a walk or going to take a spin class or doing anything really for myself. But I always find that as soon as I start, it's really hard to stop. Once you get into a momentum, it's really hard to kind of break it and lose it. So I'm going to apply this to a spin analogy. And this is what I tell my instructors that I was training for a CIO. So in spin, when you're in a sprint, there's almost like a rhythm to it. There's like, I call it the gallop, and it's like a gallop to it. And you kind of just like flow. It's kind of just like a wave. It's like a little bop, and it's like a rhythm to it. And when you break that rhythm, the sprint actually becomes harder. When you stay in that rhythm, even though it sucks while you're in it and you're like, God, this is fucking hard, it's easier to stay in the rhythm, stay in the gallop, in the wave, in the beat of that sprint than to break it and try and stay quick with the legs. So because of that, staying in the rhythm makes it easier. Same with like once you start moving your body, it's easier to just keep going and rather than to break it. So on Tuesday, I was doing a spin class. I got this huge gusto for a stride at home. And because of that, I immediately started buying all this new equipment of what I needed for stride home. I redid the website. I bought all this new equipment. I tested it out all day. I edited a video, a test video, and it looked amazing. And I truly credit all that to the spin class that I took that morning. If I didn't take that spin class, would I have found this gusto? Probably not. And when you think about it like that, once I took the spin class, I was motivated. I was ready to go. I had this gusto and I was like, let's go. Bought all the new equipment, redid the website, like did all the legwork, launching a business. So think about it. Like if this is like, if we are talking about a business, think of all the money that I could have missed out on. This is a very extreme example, but think of all the money that I could have missed out on, the growth opportunity that I would have missed, the brand elevation that would have never happened had I not taken a spin class. Isn't that crazy to think about? Like one set of motion can completely change the trajectory of your day in a very positive way. Had I not done that spin class, I wouldn't have found the gusto, I bet. And I wouldn't be thinking about stride at home again. You know what I mean? Like it's honestly those little movements that just keep your body in motion. So even if it's waking up and going for a walk, like this morning, I woke up knowing I had to film the podcast today and I didn't have anything to really talk about kind of because my mind's at like a million different places today, but I didn't really have anything to talk about. Now, I always know that the way for me where I get all of my creative energy and creative ideas is through movement. It's through exercise. So it's either the best way for me to think of ideas is to go for a walk, to do a spin class, or even go on a run. Now, today I had a bunch of like little things to do at the house, so I didn't do any of those things and I'm wishing that I did because I think I would have had an incredible idea had I done that. But like when I bike down to the studio, the whole time that I'm biking down, I'm like, wow, I just have like a million ideas that like I want to do. And I bike home and I'm like, I can't wait to get all this stuff started. It's because I've started my day with activities, because I've started my day with something good for me to get my juices flowing, to get my ideas out there. You know what I mean? A body in motion truly stays in motion. And I go in big waves with this. Like, 2 weeks ago, I'm saying that like I like starting my day with work because I just have a lot of ideas in the morning. The past week, I've been liking starting my day with movement. Whatever it is, whenever you start moving your body, it's hard to stop. So kind of like use that to your advantage. But on days like this week where I just have a lot of things to do, a lot of things to set up, a lot of things to get done, I know that the way that I'm going to do that is by starting the day with something for myself, not on the computer, not doing admin work, not doing like, you know, little things that are in front of a screen, but by getting out there, taking a spin class, going for a walk, going for a run, whatever it might be, to get my brain thinking, to get my body activated, and to just start. Once I start, it's really, really hard to stop. So I encourage you guys to just start. Move your body any way that you can. Do yoga in your room. Do 10 push-ups first thing in the morning. Take a spin class online. Take one at strideathome.com, baby. There's so many different ways to get your body moving, and I can guarantee you that it's going to set kind of like this ignition in your mind. It's going to spark something for you in your mind where you're like, okay, why don't I go to the grocery store and just like buy some new groceries for myself? Or why don't I go get that pair of biker shorts that I've really been wanting? Or why don't I go start a business? Like the possibilities of where movement can take you is endless. And it's honestly so beautiful that your body is just like designed to move and to be active. And because of that activity, we then think of our best ideas and we then become our best selves. Like it's just such a beautiful thing. So those two concepts have really been game changing for me this week, is that a body in motion stays in motion. And because of that, I found gusto. And I truly credit all of this to my spin class that I took on Tuesday morning. And it has just been incredible. So yeah, those are really where my, that those two concepts are really where my mind's at. But like I said, each thing, like that's all that I had to say about those two things. So I couldn't make like a whole episode of each, because then I would just be like talking about fluff, and like I don't have fluff to talk about. Like I want to give you guys content. I want to give you guys meat, like good stuff about the episodes. So when I told my mom, I was like, I don't know what I want to do today. She was like, well, just talk about it all. And I was like, okay, I'll talk about it all. So yeah, that's really just where my mind's at. So I know this was kind of like a jumbled up episode, but we're friends, and sometimes that's just how it is when you're my friend. Like I just need to like word vomit, and this was a word vomit, and it feels really good to word vomit. So thank you guys for listening to my word vomit. Next week I'll have a much more thought out episode, but today it's kind of just like a life update and where my mind's at. So I hope you guys all enjoyed it. Again, I hope you guys have the best Monday of your life. You absolutely deserve it, and I cannot wait to talk to you guys next week. In the meantime, be sure to check out Stride at Home, and I opened down in Stride Sea Isle this week, so be sure to come take some classes if you guys are at the beach, or if you guys want to make a trip down to the beach. I would love to ride with you guys and to see you guys, but if not, I'll be here all summer, so come be sure to take a trip down this summer. But if you can't make it at all, strideathome.com, and you can spin with me on strideathome.com. So thank you guys so much. I absolutely love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.